Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome you all aboard. You got to stay tuned here because we should have for the last half of the show, and I interviewed him last week on another network and transferred that interview to here. You heard it, I think, Monday. Or was it last week? I can't even remember. But David Horowitz will be here in his best-selling book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, one of my all-time favorite interviewees. I mean, right on the spot, man, I'll tell you, he's pretty close to being perfect. I took yesterday, I don't know how you spent your day, Laurie, but all day yesterday, I spent with the most tedious task I could imagine. Oh, my wife is, I'll clean this out, clean that out. It took me all day, and I'm still only half done, to clean out all the stuff that I've accumulated for years and years, and papers and thousands of business cards. And there's tons more to go. I'm a hoarder. Oh, it was exhausting, but I did it. I never thought I could do it. So you can do anything you want, folks. Who's overcome adversity like this before? Women walking around in Africa, crossing the Turkish border with their two-year-old son and on their necks and a basket of food on their head all the way across. What I did yesterday was tougher. Boy, have we got it easy, haven't we? So tell all the anarchists, all the people in this country who are unhappy to get the hell out. Just get out. Stop complaining. Get out. We don't want you here. You don't want to be here. Thing is, they're all gutless, left-wing progressives who will never stand behind what they say. Well, we had a great move yesterday in politics. Lieutenant General H.R. Master, who was nominated by Donald Trump to be the National Security Advisor. And hey, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend, oh, I've known about him for years. I haven't. But I'll tell you, when both sides of the aisle stand up and applaud this guy for all of his accomplishments, I mean, I have to say, wow, great job, Mr. President. And that's one area. I mean, I'm pretty much happy with as much as I know. You know, I just want to keep qualifying that. Pretty much happy with the selections, especially for foreign diplomacy. I'll explain the difference here in a moment. I didn't like Mike Flynn. There was a lot of ambiguity about him, a lot of whether he would be telling the truth in certain situations that came out there. I don't get it. 30-year career, outstanding career, great credentials. And when I would see him, scores of times being interviewed on television. I just get that lousy feeling. I said, oh, well, listen, what do I know? And I still don't know anything. But he's gone. Now, take a look. If you want to have somewhat negative perspective of this president, he just keeps throwing up those flags, and I just wish he wouldn't. But this is so what we're going to have for 4 years, and I'm going to say, oh, boy, just don't make that one major stupid mistake like Milo Yiannopoulos made. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. The people Trump is putting into security positions in Homeland Security and the Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. I'm still not sure about the Secretary of State and Rex Tillerson. I mean, the jury may be a little out on that. Probably good guy. But all military people. You remember during the campaign, I know more than the generals. It's just part of the yin-yang approach of Donald Trump, which is ingrained in his personality. But I love his choices overseas. I think there's too much inexperience in the White House. You see, I think that because he realizes that he knows so little about foreign policy that he's brought in the people who I hope aren't yes Mr. President people, and I guess they're not, yet at home in domestic policy. It's just the opposite. He feels he can rule the roost. He did it as a business exercise for years. And again, I don't want to play psychologist, psychoanalyst, psychiatrist, therapist, but it's an interesting observation on how Trump is handling things. But, you know, I will tell you that national security is the most important issue we have here today. We have all the others, and we'll be talking about as much as we can with David Horowitz a little bit later in the show. The other thing I want to bring up here, I generally don't watch Bill Maher. As bright as he is, he can be a rather despicable human being. Every once in a while, he'll come up with something enlightening. He had on Breitbart's and British columnist, the gay, and I mention this because this is important, the gay guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, that very handsome 32-year-old. He was on the show. I happen to see it. I just happened to click on it. So I think I'll watch this. And it was a black comedian and a black politician, and then I think a conservative white guy who was some senatorial position in Rhode Island. And the show really vicious attacks on, just vicious. Four-letter words thrown at Milo while he was on. And I have to say, boy, he handled it well. He's the one who got booted from a talk he was giving at the Berkeley. All the burning and the tearing down of things, and the liberals say, oh, no, these aren't paid groups, and, you know, they're justifying it. I mean, it's Tea Party never did anything like that. Okay, that's fine. Now we got chosen by Grover Norquist and others to be the CPAC speaker, which is an honor, and, of course, Trump will be there as the keynote. And that's been pulled. He got a $250,000 book contract. I can't remember with which major publisher. That's been pulled from the table. I'd probably be dumped from Breitbart. Here's a guy who's flamboyant, bright, articulate, and smooth as silk. And I think it's the end of his career. Because, when you think of the biggest atrocities, I always think, wow, the rape of women. There was an ISIS fighter who just said, you know, this is part of what you have to do. We raped 200 women. I mean, to me, it's at the top of the list. It's right up there at the top. Raping women, mishandling women. This is right there with it. Pedophilia. And he talked about man-boy relationships in that pedophilia was acceptable, and he was 17 when he first had a sexual relationship with a 27-year-old guy. Bingo. End of Korea. Ever see what happened to Howard Dean with the yahoo? End of Korea. I mean, there are those moments you can live through. Trump keeps living through them. And part of the reason he's living through them is there is such a dedicated and concerted effort in this country to turn things around that he's getting away with things that nobody else could get away with. And I mean, I don't like it. I wish he'd be more presidential, but I think it's something we're all going to have to live with. And if I don't like it, and I'm a conservative, and I'm pretty much in agreement with all of his policies, although there are flip-flops, China, well, it's a one, we're going to have one China, we're going to have two Chinas. Israel, we're going to have one, we're going to have two states, we're going to have one state. And it's part of what most people in office do. They, you know, they flip-flop. Trump is still getting his feet wet in the office of the presidency, but you know, we all inject ourselves into that position and say, and I'm certainly one of them. I mean, there's no way I'd act that way, but his ratings are higher. He's got more people who like him than dislike him. And his accomplishments so far, both in terms of whom he has selected overseas for positions, almost all generals after he said he knew more than a general. See, him, one other one of the contradictions. And the fact that he's moving ahead on all these major issues is really something to behold. All right, we're going to change pace here. We'll come back. This is Steve Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
In the early morning rain. All right, we go actually overseas again with an Author House UK book, the guest here, and I hope I can pronounce this the right way. It's Rosita Adeniran. She is co-author with Colonel Reverend Adeniran Kiboleda. The name of the book is Romantic and Sexual Satisfaction in Marriage. As I mentioned, it's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And welcome to the show. Can you hear me, Rosita?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. All right.
Well, a book is certainly generating a lot of attention anytime we talk about sex. Obviously, the market is big. However, this is in a positive sense in how to make a good marriage, how to make it better. I don't know if the statistics have changed, but it seems to me that the two biggest problems in marriage are, number one, money, and number two, sex. Is that accurate, or has sex become number one?
I think sex is number one now.
All right. Do we have more problems than we used to have, or are we just hearing people who are becoming more vocal about it? Why aren't marriages working?
Because people are not creating enough time for themselves in having sex.
What suggestions do you have about how couples can have a continuous romantic relationship?
I think the basic thing is for couples to create more time for themselves, to have romance, and then, which is the beginning of sex itself from the book we just published.
Listen, sex and marriage should be the best. It should be great. Are people too impetuous just jumping into relationships on the basis of sex first and then cultivating the relationship? Do they have it backwards?
Well, for people to jump into a relationship just because of sex is not the ideal, because that will definitely fade out. It should take time because that will make it to be more to last longer than what people will just jump. It's just when you jump into sex, just like that, it's more like it's not quite different from someone who jumps into sex with a prostitute.
So what, Is your background that of a sex therapist?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Are you a sex therapist? Is this what you do professionally?
Not really, but with years of counseling couples, almost 20 years.
Oh, okay. So you've got a lot of experience.
Out of experience.
What do you think happens when married partners are sexually dissatisfied?
When partners are sexually dissatisfied, it brings infidelity. That is marriage after outside sex. And once couples are separated because of sex, even the mind is also separated. As a result, the couples won't even want to keep the marriage anymore, because there's nothing really binding them.
Okay. Do you believe in forgiveness? And it's obviously between the two parties involved in a marriage for infidelity. I mean, that's something I would not accept. That would end the marriage. Do you recommend that people be forgiving? Are there other reasons to keep the marriage going other than kids?
That is why I believe in forgiveness. But that is why we are bringing this up, because when things like this happen, infidelity happens, the partner may state he or she has forgiven, but it's not easy to forget. And sometimes that comes up again, because whenever the partner sees his spouse or so, he may tend to remember, and that tears people apart. So that is why this book is recommended, so that for many who have not gone into infidelity, not to, because it's a scar that cannot be removed easily.
I mean, there are different reasons for having sexual problems in a relationship. And one, you know, certainly one being mentioned is people are too busy. Their schedules are conflicting. They're under pressure. They work long hours. They work different hours. And by the time it may be ready to consummate the act, one or both partners really isn't interested. I mean, how do you deal with something like that?
For couples that are really busy, they have to create the time, because sex does not have a particular time. It may be early, before even taking your bath, or the two people take their bath, or at any other time that can be. The two people have to create the time to do it, to have sex.
Do you believe a marriage can be fruitful or successful without a sexual relationship, if both parties are satisfied to have it under those terms, each to his own?
No, I don't believe the marriage can be successful, because this is one of the things that binds a couple together that others don't have. You know, this is a relationship that they can't have with everyone. So this is a special thing for a couple.
What can people take away from this book? What message that might surprise them, or based upon your 20 years of doing this, what kind of advice?
Well, I want the couples to remember that when you don't have continuous or frequent sex, that is tearing the marriage apart. And the best thing is to create time. Money can not make one happy, but good sex can make the family or the couple happy, and it is subsequently rubbed on the whole family, because they will be more intimate, and they will be able to work together in every other aspect of their life.
Did you base this book dependent upon your relationship with patients for the past two decades?
Not really only that, but my relationship with my husband and counseling other people and speaking on engagements at like seminars and teachings and questions that people ask for the past two decades.
All right. Do you have a closing comment you'd like to make?
I will just want to recommend this book to everyone, both those that are adults that are not yet married, and those that have been married for years. There's something there for you.
All right. The book is Romantic and Sexual Satisfaction in Marriage, Rosita and De Niro, along with the Colonel Reverend and the Baron. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming back. This is Stu Taylor. David Horowitz up next.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
All right, I'm going to ask you to turn it down right away, which is unusual because I want to spend as much time with David Horowitz, and I want you out there to spend as much time with David Horowitz as we can. One of my all-time favorite interviews, and I mean that with sincerity. He's a noted conservative commentator, New York Times best-selling author, the founder and CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and the author of the Black Book of the American Left. I had him on. He was my guest for that. He's got a best-selling book out right now, and as I always say, I don't care where you are on the political continuum. Just buy the book and try to defy what David Horowitz says. He's right on. The book is Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. It's published by Humanix Books. You know where to get it. You can get it everywhere. David, it's so great to have you back on.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you and I were chatting, and it was a couple of years ago when you wrote that book. You were kind enough to ask me to go to a couple of collegiate events, but without security, and I wasn't going to do that because the colleges have become so defined as being radical and to the left. This used to be conspiracy theory, and I would think, well, I really don't want to talk about it. But now, I mean, we're dealing with the threat of anarchism in actuality here, violence. Our invasion of First Amendment rights and others, and what I believe from what I hear, and you know more than I do, Obama now back in a prominent role with a shadow government here, and probably with the affiliation of Hillary Clinton. How bad is it?
Well, it's not as bad as it was when Obama was president, but it's very, very bad. We don't really have the language because the media and the universities and the schools, which are all in the control of the left, shape the language. So there's real fascism in this country, but it's the people on the left. It's those thugs in the college crowds, or at the Trump rally, or in the streets. These are criminals, and fascist is a proper term for them. But of course, they're using the term to attack people who are not fascists and who oppose them. I think these are very dire times for the country. My book, Big Agenda, shows why I'm optimistic. I mean, Trump is a game changer. He's not intimidated by political correctness the way Republicans generally are. I used to say in my speeches, whenever I see a Republican square off with a Democrat, it looks to me like Godzilla versus Bambi, because the Democrats are calling Republicans racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, xenophobes, and Republicans are calling Democrats liberals. Who do you think is going to win that debate?
Well, I don't know how many liberals are left. Like, I don't know how many conservative Republicans are left. They've basically shifted to the left, and if Hillary got in, they'd even be worse progressives, right along the line of Elizabeth Warren. But our government now, our philosophy now, our approach is based upon, and obviously the cry of the people have ascertained this, on populism or nationalism, not so much conservatism, the lines between what we define as conservatism and liberalism. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I try to stay away from the abstractions like populism, liberalism. They've kind of been emptied of any meaning. To me, the seminal moment in the campaign, which I describe in Big Agenda, was when, in the second debate, Trump turned to the cameras and said, "You have to understand, Hillary has tremendous hatred in her heart." And he was referring to her comment about the basket of deplorables, which is how she views conservatives, racist, sexist, as she named them, racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, you name it, she said. And, of course, every conservative within earshot of my voice who has been in an argument with a so-called liberal has been called a racist or a sexist or a homophobe or an Islamophobe. The Democratic Party is the party of hate. It's not just Hillary. It's the party. It's a party of hate. We didn't. Normally, a president gets 7 months, according to the Gallup organization, a honeymoon, where it's a sacred democratic right. You have a peaceful transition of power. You wait. You allow the incoming president to put together his team, and then you judge his act and become critics after he's had a chance to get in office. Trump didn't get 7 seconds. The confirmation hearings were witch hunts. There weren't confirmation hearings. Jeff Sessions, who is probably, well, I've known him for 20 years, one of the half dozen most decent human beings in the United States Senate, and a champion of civil rights. When he was the Attorney General of a Deep South state in the second place.
Yeah, he put the Ku Klux Klan in jail. He opened the doors for the civil rights movement.
And Schumer. And that witch from your state, Elizabeth Warren, call him a racist. She's a character assassin, is what Elizabeth Warren is. And that, you know, that's become the norm in our country, where Democrats are witch hunters and character assassins, and they're always looking for the gotcha moments where they can destroy your character. Republicans call them liberals.
How does Trump accomplish his agenda? He's against everybody. The left-wing press, and as you probably saw with the Chris Wallace interview, which I thought was disgraceful, the fact that moderate Republicans, Ryan and McConnell, certainly are not behind him. There may be some inside intrusion. I'm not sure. I don't know. Reince Priebus in cahoots with Ryan and Mitchell. Of course, the violent left, Hollywood, our academic institutions. How does he withstand this and accomplish what he's doing? It seems to be almost an impossible feat.
Work. I mean, this is a guy, comes into office, gets up at 4:40 in the morning, goes to bed at midnight, works 7 days a week, fulfilling his promises. I mean, when have we ever seen that? I don't think that's ever seen anybody like that. He is able to withstand the worst personal attack in the history of presidential politics, not only by his political opponents, but by the opposition press, he's got spine, he's got gut, and he's just not going to be intimidated. And I think that's the big game changer.
Well, there are a number of ways to go after him. Certainly doing it lambasting Melania. They're going after Ivanka Trump in the retail trade. I think the mistake, and I love what he's doing with his foreign policy. I can't think of a better group of people now that Flynn is out. I never liked Flynn. He's accomplishing his objectives in domestic policy with the border, the wall, proceeding with lowering taxes, regulation, giving corporations a break, halting the flow of illegal immigration. It's unbelievable, but how much would his personality impede what he's doing? Because he just can't help that shtick that he has where he's just got to go after people like Meryl Streep and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, it just, it doesn't add up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you have to take the whole package. It's going to be perfect. And some of those attacks are worth doing. Republicans usually are like pin cushions. I mean, they allow themselves to be targets. They don't fight back. So I think one of the things that's energized his political base, the rank and file, the grassroots, is precisely that attitude where he doesn't let things go by and he whacks them. And it's a little different than in the campaign. In the campaign, when he went after individuals, punched down, it took him off message for a week. You know, the press played with it, and he couldn't get a message through. But now he's the president. It's very, very different. So I think these are minor distractions, and I do think that they energize.
It certainly energizes base, and I'm certainly part of that base. There are so many different roads to go down here. One of them is the illegitimacy, and I say the illegitimacy of the press. It was almost a $1 trillion bailout, and Obama gets credit for correcting the economy back in 2008. And nobody knows where the majority of the $1 trillion goes, and yet we're talking $8 to $14 billion to build a wall along the border. It worked for China. It's working for Israel. It's like a drop in the bucket. All right, I'm going to have you respond to that when we get back. This is Stu Taylor. Just please buy a copy of this book. David Horowitz, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, Humanics. David will rejoin us after these messages.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Jackie Mason talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I'm glad you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why? I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
All right, we want to quickly rejoin with David Horowitz to get as much as we can in. This book is a must. It's a must read. I'm asking you, even if you're center left, read the book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. It is published by Humanics Book. David, as we're rejoined, we went into a break, that unfortunate remark, but it's typical Obama, who can't even distinguish between when he lies and when he doesn't. Amongst his other problems, he's totally delusional. His comment will have more flexibility. Yet we come back here, and they're already talking about impeachment of Donald Trump, where there is no crime that has been perpetuated upon us, and yet this whole Russia thing is blown up. Your comments on Russia.
Here's the political left, which all during the Cold War was making apologies for the communist Russia. Bernie Sanders was having his honeymoon in Moscow during the Cold War. Now, all of a sudden, Russia's a menace, it's infiltrated our government and rigged our elections and so forth. I mean, the things that the left used to accuse McCarthy of were nothing like the outrages that the left is performing now, imputing the loyalty and patriotism of the party that's defended us all these years, whereas the Democrats are the appeasers. So it's just another outrage, and it's made possible by this deceitful press. I think the most important thing, in a way, that Trump has done is to fight the press, not to accept the way they have slanted and distorted American politics.
Oh, it's distorted. Just these past couple of days, the emphasis has been on all of the money that has to be put in to defend where Trump lives, Trump Tower, and his trips to Mar-a-Lago, which amount to a drop in the bucket. as Barry Hussein Obama used to fly on separate Air Force One flights with his wife and even had a separate flight for his dog.
Also, Obama's a pathological liar, but, you know, if you say that...
You're a racist.
Conventional wisdom. Although Jack Castle managed to write an entire book called You Lie, just about Obama's lies. Every time he opens his mouth... but he gets away with it because you have a corrupt media.
Yeah, and again, I started out this interview by talking about a shadow conspiracy. You might have expressed doubts.
These are all powerful weapons, and he's destroying them. Well, they're destroying themselves. They're so ridiculous, but it helps when you have the president attacking them.
The issue of sanctuary cities, over 300, a lot of them don't want to lose funding. They'll cave in, like a lot of politicians may reach into the nomination process and realize that the election of certain conservatives is worthwhile because they're only concerned about their own skin. What's your position on the future of sanctuary cities? Do you think a lot of them will eventually give up their sanctuary status so they can get funding?
Yeah, I want to prosecute mayors and city councils of these cities. In my book, Big Agenda, I have my whole section on sanctuary cities, which I wrote about, actually, in 2004, a long time ago, in a book called Unholy Alliance, because it was two communist organizations, the ACLU, which is a supporter of terrorists and a supporter of Castro and an anti-American organization, and the Center for Constitutional Rights, which is the same. And I print in Big Agenda, I print the resolution that created the sanctuary cities. And what it was an attack on the Patriot Act right after 9/11. And what it does is it prevents an attack on the Department of Homeland Security, preventing them from looking at the religious ideas and the political affiliation of individuals, non-cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security. That's what sanctuary cities about. They're treasonous and seditious. And the mayors of those cities, de Blasio, Rahm Emanuel, they all need to be prosecuted. I hope he singles out one, but if he just defunds them, the American people are still sensible, and they're opposed to sanctuary cities. The only reason Democrats, and of course they're all Democrat cities, Democrats have gotten away with this is because Republicans are too polite to mention it.
Too stupid to mention
Republicans
it.
Republicans just don't know how to fight until Trump came along and Steve Bannon and Steve Miller. And he's got a great team up there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We look at Obamacare and the Democrats saying the Republicans had any plans. 342 bills, I think, were put in front of Harry Reid. He never even looked at them. And yet, once again, because of this rotten, evil, disgusting, traitorous press, most people don't even know it.
Correct. That's exactly right. The press is an enemy of the American people.
So in the minute or two we have left, maybe you can just highlight what we haven't covered on what the big agenda by Donald Trump will do to save this country.
Well, the big agenda is the first thing you have to know when you're in a battle is who your enemy is. Conservatives understand this when it comes to radical Islam, but they don't seem to understand it when it comes to the radicals that now control the Democratic Party. So I devote a considerable amount of time to who these people are. Their guru, Saul Alinsky, whose main message was that you lie, you pretend to be a moderate when you're a radical, which is what Obama did.
Right, and whose hero was Lucifer.
That's right.
I deal
with some of the obvious things. Well, first of all, these moments in the campaign, which were tremendously revealing, the power that Trump has because he's not intimidated by political correctness, which is really a communist party line. The very term political correctness comes from Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in human history. And then I deal with things that he needs to do. He needs to.
All right, you're going to have to get the rest of from this book, The Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, David Horowitz. David, you're welcome back anytime. Please, please come back, all right? Hey, thank you. We're going to close out today. Thank you for listening. He's off to catch a plane. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.